News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Last year, about 44% of healthcare workers got the flu jab. According to the figures coming out so far this year, that number might get up to about 50%. Of course, it means that 50% of those working in our hospitals, caring for people on trolleys a lot of the time in emergency departments, haven't been inoculated from the virus. Well, Dr. Nick Flynn is a GP from Union Quay and Holly Hill Medical Centre in Cork City. He joins me now on the line. Nick, should all hospital workers be obliged to get the jab?
No, absolutely. We have a duty of care to all our patients, and annual flu vaccination is part of that duty of care. It'll prevent and reduce risk of vent illness and reduce risk for the hospital workers themselves, for the patients they care for, and importantly, I think, for the hospital workers to remember, it'll also reduce illness in their families. So I think we absolutely should have a mandatory flu vaccination. Our healthcare system is running at capacity. Nobody needs to be told that. Hundreds of patients on trolleys and A&Es every day. Now, hundreds of thousands of patients on waiting lists. And we need to have our healthcare workers at work so they can manage those waiting lists. But we also need to keep patients who can avoid A&E, who can maybe prevent flu-like illness out of hospital by not spreading influenza. So I think, yeah, absolutely everybody in the at-risk groups, and that includes healthcare workers, should attend for their flu vaccine.
So there's a dual purpose here, isn't it? It's that the staff themselves, so that they will be able to work during a very busy period, and also so that they don't become carriers of flu, and when they're dealing with particularly elderly people, I guess, who might be on trolleys in emergency departments, that they're not passing on the flu.
No, absolutely. And I think both reasons are equally valid. I mean, there are studies that show that increase the uptake in annual influenza vaccine among healthcare workers, you decrease the rate of sickness work absence, of sick leave among those workers. And it makes sense then that, I mean, it's common sense really, that in that situation, you'll have more people at work, more players on the pitch, managing what is a very difficult situation in the health service. But equally, we have to look at the reasons why healthcare workers don't vaccinate. And bizarrely, some of those reasons are that they underestimate the severity of flu for patients. They fear that flu vaccine will cause illness, which is very, very unlikely to do. And they believe that, you know, they're healthy and clean living and that they never get the flu, so they don't need a vaccine. And all of these healthcare beliefs or fallacies that they may have need to be challenged. I mean, we need education programs in the hospitals, which we have. But even with that, a good hospital or a good nursing home might get 50% of their workers to take the vaccine. And that means that 50% of the workers don't. And we know that up to 1 in 4, 1 in 5 healthcare workers get infected with influenza virus during the year, or they develop flu, you know, and it's a risky situation.
Why is it so low? Because you might say that 50% figure that we're at, probably at around this flu season. Last year was 44%, the year before 20%. So there's been big improvements. But, you know, if the target is, I think, 75%, but ideally you want to be up there about 90%, why is it so low? Why was it ever 20%?
I think there's a couple of reasons for that. I think we've discussed a few of them, which are the healthcare workers' health beliefs themselves. But I think there's also kind of more practical, logistical reasons. You know, I think that access to the flu vaccine, you know, so who is given the vaccine and where are the clinics and are workers getting protected time, attend for those flu vaccines? Do the flu vaccines run to cover all shifts? The health service runs 24/7. Some workers work only night shifts. So are there flu vaccines that would cater for this very important subgroup of workers in the health service? So I think the reason why uptake is not great is there are many reasons for that, but like a whole system approach to increasing the uptake is important. You will always have people who, for whatever reason, won't have the vaccine. You'll have some people who very rarely, of course, who the vaccine, they won't be able to get the vaccine for some contraindication. But like most people are eligible for the vaccine, and it's about making it as accessible and as easy for them as possible. And I think that the increase that we're seeing is probably through great efforts by the occupational health services in hospitals,
yeah,
and in nursing homes to make it more accessible, but it needs to be more accessible again.
What about the suggestion, finally, Nick, before I let you go, from some that a way of getting more people on board would be if there was a rule forcing doctors, colleagues of yours to wear masks. If you don't want to get the flu vaccine, that's absolutely fine, but you must wear a mask for the entire flu season. That would kind of quickly convince people to just get the jab.
Yeah, I read that article with interest from Professor McConkie at the weekend. And I think really, in fairness to him, having read it, that it is an effort to, I suppose, highlight the problem that we have. I think that having every healthcare worker mandatory to wear a mask if we don't have the flu vaccine, I think there's huge logistical problems with that. You know, patient healthcare workers approach them with masks on. I mean, masks do work, certainly. They help prevent the spread of influenza. But with regards to every healthcare worker wearing a mask, I think that would be a logistically difficult proposal, especially when, you know, if a healthcare worker develops influenza symptoms, they really shouldn't be at work. The problem there is, though, that they can spread flu for a day or two before they develop symptoms. So I'm not sure that the gain would be huge in that, but I think it was a great idea from the point of view of raising awareness and coming back then to the take-home message. Influenza vaccine is the most effective method at preventing spread of flu, and it's the most effective method we have of preventing illness and hospital admissions, which is important for patients, but also important for the system.
All right, we'll leave it there. Dr. Nick Flynn, a GP from Union Quay and Holly Hill Medical Centre in Cork.